Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Joyce Keller back with you again for another 30 minutes of fun, fact-filled, psychic, whatever you would like. I'm here for you. These are our 30 minutes together, and I'm live on Blog Talk Radio. What a pleasure to be with you. It's Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. Yes, we made it to the middle of August. Yes, okay. If you'd like to contact me, because I am live for the next 29 and a half minutes, just email me and I'll see your emails. I can see them coming in. If you'd like a reading or you'd like to contact me in some way, please do so. If you have a comment, a question, you'd like a reading, whatever it is, we'll squeeze a lot in. Here's my email address, joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. That's J-O-Y-C-E-K-E-L-L-E-R at, no, it's joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. Now, the reason I stress the J-O-Y is that a lot of people write J-O-I-C-E, which is, of course, not right. And it's not Kelly, it's Keller, okay? It's joycekellertvradio@gmail.com. I only have one email address. I only have one website. I only have one phone call number. That's 201-713-6944. That's my private home number, which I never give out. But I thought, you know, if you want a reading, don't call me. But that's the number that you'd call if we did a reading. So that's usually what I use the phone for. Email me. You'll get a much better, friendlier, nicer, so hopefully nicer response. Okay. Let's see. Today is Madonna's birthday. Yeah. And Elvis Presley passed away on this day also. So there's a lot going on, middle of August. You know, if you are a web junkie, as most of us are now, we're hardly watching any television at all. Television, Nielsen reports say that television watching is down to about 30 or 40% of the population in America, because we realize that there's a lot of nonsense being dished out. TV news is not correct. You will not be getting it. Correctly. All right, so maybe the web exaggerates the rules from time to time, and you don't get it quite right. Like, for instance, in the news, it says 99 people passed away in Maui, which, of course, is beyond tragic, beyond anything we can imagine. But if you go on TikTok, who doesn't? It's awful, but it's addictive. It's terrible. There are people in Maui who live there who are actually showing photographs of saying there are hundreds and hundreds of people who have passed away. And the devastation is far more intense, much worse than is being reported on TV. Now, why is it not reported correctly? I have no idea, because there's always an agenda. But that's it. So on TikTok, it's really a public forum, something to say. You get a few minutes to say it. And maybe it will be correct, maybe it won't be. It's up to you, as always, to use our discernment. Use our minds. I see a lot of emails coming in. Thank you. Joyce Keller, tvradio@gmail.com. Email me, and I'll get it as quickly as possible. Get to some of your questions right now. Again, my website is my name. It's joycekeller.com. If you have a problem logging in for any reason, please let me know. Email me, text me, let me know, okay? Let's see what's going on. Story of the week. Oh, my goodness. There was a woman who, she poured Mountain Dew soda. Don't ask why. Something in her head said that Mountain Dew soda would destroy her DNA. And the police would not realize that she had killed her roommate. Okay, I have no comments about that. Mountain Dew. I to like Mountain Dew until I found out what the ingredients are. I don't drink any soda. I only drink purified water. The best water to drink, apparently, is spring water. You can buy it or if you have your own spring. Good luck. Let me know with that one. Private reading for Tony. He wants to know. Young athletes are dying. Oh, yes. A lot of young athletes who have been vaccinated are dying. Are any of these young athletes dying who have not been vaccinated? I asked that question, and my spirit teachers told me, no, it's because of vaccination. Well, that doesn't mean that there aren't some athletes who are dying who have not been vaccinated, just that many of them are. So, you know, we'll let it go with that. Let's see. A lot of restaurants are failing the health code. Oh, my goodness. When I did a television show called, did you hear that thunder? No. The television show I did was Joyce Keller's Magazine. I did that in New York. And one of the segments was restaurant reviews, which I absolutely loved because they gave us, well, I got to go into many, many kitchens and meet many chefs. I interviewed many chefs. And what I saw was impressive, but it was also disgusting. And there was one restaurant in New York, I don't know if I should, but they're out of business, so I can mention their name. Bill Clark's restaurant in Bayshore on the dock. A very, very popular, well-known, wonderful restaurant, Bill Clark's Lobster House, Bayshore, New York, invited me into their kitchen. Can you say that thunder? I don't know. I hope it doesn't go out over the air. But in any case, I went into the Gil Clark kitchen, and they were famous for their lobster and melted butter. And I stood next to the butter vat coming in, dipping out melted butter to go with the lobster that they were serving. But they had to make sure that they did not dip out, hold on to your undies, any roaches, because there were roaches and various other types of insects in the melted butter doing a backstroke. I swear to you, this is true. And apparently that's true of many other restaurants. If I went in and I saw it myself, and it was very disgusting. So I said, okay, no more melted butter in restaurants. Okay, that's disgusting. Okay, a personal question from Barbara, who wants to know about her relationship with Tom. Is it a no or a no-go? He has mother issues. I think his mother will always come before you, Barbara. You know, it's just like an issue you've had for many past lifetimes. Tom says, my little buddy Donna. Hello, she sends me a big heart. Hi, Donna. And all my other best buds. You know who you are, June and the whole rest of you. Okay, let's see. America watching less television live streaming. Absolutely. 57 million. My guys have told me that 57 million channels are currently available in the United States. 57 million. I actually remember the day when there were like five channels, Dumont and a few others. I just gave away my age. Oh, my God. Now there are 57 million channels. And there's nothing on. You have to go to Netflix. Stock market. I don't know about the stock market. I don't have a guide who helps me with that. Okay. I have a question here about medical news. A pig, P-I-G, kidney, was just transplanted into a brain-dead man who was just about dead. And they've had incredible success so far with this pig kidney transplant. Now, why do they take a pig kidney and transplant it into his brain? I don't know. I had not even thought of that, but good for them. So we're going to be using a lot of animals to it's easy for me to concentrate with these messages coming in. Okay. Pig kidneys. Okay. I have known so many people who have had pig heart transplants. Not the whole heart, but like parts of the valves were pig aorta and parts of the pig. So we try very hard not to say anything about that when we see them, like oink-oink. We don't say that. Yes, that was the question. Is that going to work? Yes. Okay. So we have a lot of psychic questions. Is Biden going to Maui next week? Going to be riding his bike. Oh, please. Stop it. Stop it. You're killing me here. I'm trying to have a serious show. Okay. She said it's the birthday of Elvis. No, it's not his birthday. He was Capricorn. So he was born January 8th, I believe. But he passed away on this day. I actually remember his passing, which was very tragic. Aretha Franklin also died on this day of August 17th. But Madonna was born. You see, she had the coming and the going, the going and the coming, the coming and the going. You know what Madonna said? I have to give you this quotation because it's so impressive. She actually can be quite profound, but she's a Leo, so anything is possible. This is what she said. No matter who you are, no matter what you do, oh my goodness, where you come from, you can always change and become a better version of yourself. Madonna Ciccioni. No wonder she lost her last name. And she went just with Ciccioni. I'm sure a lot of people think that's a good name. Anyway, Madonna said that. Okay, what's the, this is a question for my guides. What is the art of Jinshin Jitsu? Jitsu. Okay. That's the old healing process that facilitates the flow of healing energy in the body. It's a hands-on healing technique that blocks. The whole name of it is Jin, J-I-N, Shin, S-H-I-N, J-Y-U-T-S-U, the old Japanese art of healing and wellness. The hands-on healing process, what my guides are telling me, that blocks aging and negativity. That's for me. That's what I want. Jin, Shin, Jutsu. Way to go, Japanese folks. Okay. That's what we need. More health, more wellness. Okay. Is on the earth. Okay. Is the earth being played by extraterrestrials? Are we in the process of being played and scared out of our living wits? No, the extraterrestrials are not doing that because for the most part, they're benevolent and they are among us already. That person over there looks a little bit odd. Oh, that's me. We are extraterrestrials. We're here for the greater good of the planet. But there are evil entities. As you know, the reptilians are coming up from the Middle Earth. There's still some there. And creating a lot of havoc and problems on the Earth with technology, like what you're seeing with Maui. That may have contributed to it. There's a lot of fraudulent information coming out about Maui, like the pictures that are going around the web of the three lightning strikes. I think what my guides are telling me is not correct. It occurred somewhere else on the earth. I'm not saying that there was not technology involved with Maui. I'm not going to address that because I don't want to be involved with conspiracy theories more than I already have. Okay. The initial cause of the fires are yet to be disclosed. Yes. Okay. We did that already. Let's see. And sorry about having that. Well, if you people would write in English and use good spelling, I would have a much better time. So three electrical companies are being sued in Maui. They may or may not be responsible, but in any case, they're being sued. So we'll never really know the truth of what happened, but yes to John, his question. Bonnie is asking about a job. I think within 3 weeks, you're going to be working at a utility company. I just see the word utility around you, Bonnie. And going back to Tom's question, and John, you have a past-life soul memory going on here. And you two, no matter what happens, you two will always be together. So you'll work out your differences. It'll be fine. You will be happy together, yes. The best USA. Okay. Best. Where are the best hot dogs? Oh, there was recently a hot dog, not a contest, but an evaluation of what part of the United States has the best hot dogs. I admit it, I like hot dogs, but I don't eat them because they're at the end of the processing line at the meat factory, and everything bad goes into them but the seasoning, and it makes them delicious. So they're not really great for us. They put a lot of sodium and chemicals. But supposedly the best hot dogs are da-da-da-da-da in New York City. Okay. And pizza. Pizza tells you too much about what I like. Okay. We're the best. Okay. No, I don't want to do that. Iowa. Oh, my God. And guess what was in her shopping cart at Target? A huge, and I do mean huge, boa constrictor. Don't ask. I don't know how it got there, but it was in the news and somebody's asking about it. And that was a Target store in Iowa. Okay, here's a question about digital void. What is the digital void? Is it going to actually happen? The digital void brings together technology. And yes, it's going to be very, very helpful and very effective. Do we actually want robots running our lives? Do we want AI running our lives? Well, we don't want them to overtake us, but they're already doing pretty well with cell phones, and a lot of the technology could be going to only increase, and to the point where I was having a conversation with one of my friends yesterday, and she's being released from the hospital shortly, and she's not sure if she's going to be able to make it from the car to the house, So we worked up a whole scenario about how an AI person or creature would lift her from the car, take her into the house, and make sure that she had something to eat and, like, tuck her in a little bit because she lives alone. And that's horrible and wonderful at the same time. So don't give up your humanity. Qigong, a lot of questions about Qigong, very important. And it's going to be used more and more along with breath work. If you know what Qigong is, it's very slow, controlled movements. A little too slow for me, but Dr. Wong, who is my good friend, always had classes in Qigong. You say, Joyce, you come to class. Okay, so I went a few times. And it was really amazing. And he showed us how he could stand 10 feet away from a person who was facing away from him. And just using the power of his hands, he could make that person fall over. I said, sure, I'd like to do that too. So I went to his class. Okay. it's breath work combined with Qigong. Okay. Are balloon rides safe? I don't know. Our balloon ride's safe. Well, you know, they're pretty controlled to a certain degree. Do you remember the movie Around the World in 80 Days, which was done strictly by balloon? Fabulous movie. Try to see it. Around the World in 80 Days. And you get to see so much of the world. And they did it by balloon. It was fabulous. One of my favorite movies. Okay. How to open your third eye? Good question. Use the Arcturian energy of opening the third eye activation. It takes about 5 minutes a day. You do it with breath control. You draw your attention to the pineal gland, which is in the center of the forehead. And eventually, if you haven't already done so, you'll be decalcifying it and you'll have greater awareness. With the opening of the third eye. Osiris. Yes, good old Osiris. O-S-I-R-I-S. What about Osiris? Let's see what they would like to know. Osiris, he was a great pharaoh before the time of Jesus. And he was known as the god of fertility to life, which is why he's so significant now, because so many people are crossing over. And he was involved with the resurrection and life. So good old Osiris was a great ancient Egyptian pharaoh, and he is apparently very active in Hawaii now. He's helping clean up and helping save people and helping to reconstruct. They'll reconstruct again. Oh, it's terrible. The earth is such a scary place. Japan has had, I forget how many, So Osiris was really worshipped and honored. So you need to know that he's doing a little work for the planet now. He's trying to help us. Working with God. Okay. Then there's a question about the Fibonacci, I think that's how to pronounce it, Fibonacci frequency versus the crystalline spiral. Now, there's a good question. Excuse me. Two timelines playing out against each other. Apparently, the Fibonacci is more negative. Spiral, if you meditate, you will see in your mind's eye more crystalline energy. So they're crossing each other now, especially in November of 2023. And they're trying to pull the positive energy of the planet together and become more involved with crystalline rather than Fibonacci, Fibonacci, Fibonacci energy. Okay, we'll move past that question. Let's see. My guides are so good. They're always helping me. And I know they're accurate. Many ascensions have been trying to prepare. Yes, absolutely. For the coming of the new age. The most important thing is not to be afraid. When that fear pattern sets in and we start becoming afraid, it doesn't have to go. If you have to go, you go. Okay. Is it accurate? Chanting. I don't know. That's not a good question. All right, so we'll pass that one. About your eyes and how to heal your eyes. Lutein, zeaxanthin. I'm not prescribing, but I'm telling you what my guides are telling me. If you have eye problems, NAC, N is a Nancy, AC drops. Most of all, I'll tell you what I take. Lutein, L-U-T-E-I-N, that's a beauty. About 2 milligrams of that helps to ward off cataracts. If you already have cataracts, I would say I would take a little krill oil. I'm not recommending. I'm not a doctor. I don't want to be in trouble. Okay. Zeaxanthin. How do you spell zeaxanthin? I think it's Z-E-A. Z-A-N-T-I-N, T-H-I-N. Okay. Carotene. Absolutely. Like your mother said, eat your carrots. Astaxanthin. Absolutely. Okay. NAC eye drops. Yes. Okay. So again, I'm not recommending. I'm telling you what I take. Protect my eyes. Not recommending. Somebody said, who are you? JoyceKeller.com. If you'd like a reading, if you'd like anything, I'm here for you. Okay, let's see. My email address is JoyceKellerTVRadio@gmail.com. Again, it's Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. Prayers for Hawaii, absolutely. Trump. Ah, okay. Here's the deal, what my guys are telling me about. By the way, he might have to go to prison, I'm not sure. But our free will of what the planet really would like for him and how we're directing his energy is very important. I don't see the end of him just yet. I do feel he's struggling, but Biden is struggling also. But probably the worst thing that could happen would be Biden running against Trump or Trump running against Biden. Russian ruble. The Russian ruble. What about it? Okay, it's in trouble because the powers that be are trying to create a one-world government with no cash, no rubles, no cash. You have a system rather than rubles or cash or any of the others. So they're all in trouble, and that's pretty much man-made. Blessings to Japan with the three typhoons that they've had recently. This is number 7, and they number their typhoon. So, okay. Will pickleball be in the Olympics? Well, it should be, because everyone is playing it. I'm not, but I will. Okay. 10,000 pounds of venison was sent to Hawaii. Venison. So venison is being sent to Hawaii. But God bless us all, especially Hawaii. This is Joyce Keller. Until next time, God bless us all. Thank you for being with me. It's Joyce. Bye.